Welcome to the Real BS Show. After a 3-week hiatus, Seth, you over there?
Yeah, I'm here.
8 feet away. Don't breathe at me. Welcome back to the Real BS Show. Well, today's different. Seth, I showed up with nothing.
That's right.
I'm worn out and beat up.
You did bring your bass.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm so worn out. I was carrying that around.
You know, you could be playing that between the songs we do, you know, just
yeah, right.
The background, you know.
Then we wouldn't have any listeners at all.
Have you been staying safe?
Yeah, I've been out in the woods chopping wood. I cut a wood up, haul it with my tractor, and then I split it and stack it. I got 6 cords of wood split already.
Isn't that really refreshing to be out in the sun?
Yeah, I just like being out there.
Yeah.
You know, I've been wrangling and fighting with my chainsaw blades, you know, trying to figure out how to sharpen them.
Right.
That's not an easy task.
No.
But I got it now. Yeah. I got it. I figured it out. You got to make them all the same so it doesn't cut crooked. if you grind one too much and the others, and then next thing you know, the thing's going sideways. And so, but I got it. It's a science. I used to just go to the store and have them sharpen them for me, you know.
Right.
Jeez, you know, $10 a whack or something.
Right.
Might as well buy a new one.
Right.
So anyhow, I'm getting that down. So I, you know. It's a good day when you learn something.
It's something about being outside, too, while being kind of reclused away with all the different things that are going on. And thankfully, our state's starting to open back up in the Northwest, you know, with businesses opening up and people going back to work.
Yeah. I think I'm in Benango County.
Yeah.
I think we got 4 or 5 cases.
Yeah.
So far. So yeah. we're way behind everybody else.
Yeah.
I think they're all in Titusville or something. I don't know.
Most likely. You
know. No, I think Titusville's in Crawford County.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It is.
But anyhow, Franklin's in Benango.
Right.
But, so yeah, I stayed out in the woods there, and lots of birds and all kinds of wild animals, and It's just plus the weather's getting warm, so.
That's something. It was like beautiful. 78 last week or yesterday or something like that. And I tell you what, it was just wonderful. It was just, you know, I didn't have to start a fire. I mean, that was great. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, today I was looking at it as well before I come here. I don't know what time that was. 2 o'clock maybe. I looked and it was warmer outside than it was inside.
Right.
You got one of those thermometers that tells you the outside, the inside, and whether it's going to rain, and you know, the whole nine yards, but it's always wrong. But
right.
The temperatures are right, and son of a gun, I got to open the windows.
Yeah, yeah.
Let the warm air in.
It's definitely something else. You know.
Boy, I'm sure, man, the way the weather's been lately, all that snow, and geez, oh, man.
Yeah, it was kind of
in
weird.
May.
Yeah, in May, it was weird seeing snow. I woke up one morning and looked out back, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it snowed.
Terrible.
You know,
terrible. Depressing.
It is. But, you know, like I said, you know, things are starting to turn around, and we're starting to have people go back to work, and that was one of my concerns was is economy-wise. We're still not there fully. You know,
oh man, we got a long ways to go.
Yeah, and you know, there's some counties that are protesting against Wolf, Governor Wolf, doing the closures and everything. I'm not sure how that's going to go because the sheriffs are saying they're not going to enforce it. And there's quite a few businesses that don't want to close down; they want to reopen up. And you know, there's restaurants that want to reopen up. And
yeah, I don't know. People. I mean, to me, I don't know who's right and who's wrong. I mean,
right.
The economy is really important, and everybody needs to pay their rent and electric right. bills and all that stuff and feed themselves. But yet, you go to work, and you might get sick, you know. And
right.
Whew, and this one, you get sick, but this one, you know, it could be the last time you get sick.
Right,
so,
that's true.
I don't know. I don't know who's right, who's wrong, but I think if everybody just uses their head and common sense and, you know.
Yeah, I mean. Wash your hands, you know, keep wear a mask. Hey, there you go. You know, I think you'll be fine.
But. That dang mask of mine, I think it stinks like China inside that mask. Whew, I can't be my breath. But, man, that's awful.
Right.
But, you know.
But, you've been outside.
I only went into one or two stores, so I haven't been anywhere, really.
Right, right. But, you know, at the same time, you're outside doing things and keeping busy. And some people are sitting there doing nothing. And it's like, what if they went and gardened? What if they, you know, went outside and just...
Well, as soon as the weather gets nice,
right,
you know.
Right.
Or they could pot some plants in the house or something. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy, yeah. But people are getting a little bit loony. Some folks are real fanatics about this, you know. They just...
Yes, yes.
Holy cow. You know, it's like... And I try not to take it personal, but... Because they're just trying to be extra duty safe, you know.
Right, right.
But I don't know. It's a good thing. Everybody will learn something.
I'm sure.
You know, I mean, you know, truly, I mean, the flu's been around for a while. If you was to be this fussy about normally, you probably never get the flu.
Right. Or, you know, how about the common cold, which this is more like, you know, people get the common cold every year. No one... bats an eye about that. They don't wash their hands.
Just go buy some Robitussin. And
yeah, they don't wear a mask for that. You know, I'm not trying to minimize what's happening, but we have to realize this is going to turn into a common cold. It's a coronavirus.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I noticed the sun kills it pretty fast. It's like 2-3 hours and it's dead.
Oh, sure. And that's why being outside is so nice. Yeah, you're outside doing things. You're getting fresh air. You're getting exercise.
Yeah.
You know, you're eating good. You know, I mean, you know, you're healthy. You know, I mean.
I sure wish I'd like to go to Arby's and get me a beef and cheddar, though.
That sounds good. Yeah.
I miss them. Yeah. Quarter pounder with cheese. But I don't know.
The cheddar cheese?
Well, cheddar, yeah, that's at Arby's, but McDonald's. But they, you tell them not to put a pickle in there, and they do anyway, so screws the whole thing up. Then you go there, and you get a Coke, and they don't give you a straw. And I said,
right.
But they all got masks on, so that's kind of
yeah
makes you feel
and they
warm
have fancy
and fuzzy.
Masks, too, you know?
Yeah, it looks like they took their underwear and cut a shot out of their underwear and stuck it on their face.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, shoot.
Yeah, that's funny.
I really did. I said, what, little teddy bears and stuff? I said, what's that, your underwear?
Wearing thongs on their face, then you just have to be worried, right?
Well, it's a good thing they got a mask on because they're probably saying something really nasty underneath it.
I was questioning the other day about are people going to be turned on by women or men wearing masks? You know, like, you know, is this going to be a fetish or something? You know, I mean, where's this going? You know, hey, who knows?
Yeah, maybe, yeah, you can't tell the bank robbers from the regular folks anymore.
No, it's kind of weird going to a bank and wearing a mask.
Say, give me all your money.
Yeah, or
who was that masked man?
or give me all my money, you know.
Oh, shoot. Well, like I said, I showed up today with nothing. So this is the Seth show today.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to play all the tunes and stuff and
I don't know.
Maybe I'm getting old or something. This cold weather we just had just kind of killed me. And today is really nice. This morning was raining like crazy. I couldn't get out of bed. It was so nice to hear that on the metal roof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, it was something else, you know, the past week or so. You know, it was warmer and just refreshing, you know, going out and be able to do things without being freezing finally. Hopefully I'm thinking we're gonna have a mild winter or summer, you know. Hopefully it stays that way.
Who knows? I mean, geez, it's all over the map. Maybe we'll have what's a younger Dryas? I was reading about that. It looks like it was like an ice age or something, wasn't it?
It was kind of like a little ice age, but not. It depends on where you were in the Earth. So in North America,
it's got a nice name to it, you know, younger Dryas. That's kind of neat.
In this area here, it wiped out. It became a drought, and there was winds. There was, you know, dust being blown away. And so it depends on where
you were. So how many years ago was this?
11,000 years ago.
Oh, okay. That was before me.
Yeah. Well, we have to preface this, though. This is when agriculture came about. If the Younger Dryas didn't happen, we would have not, humans, not we, not you and I, but humans would have never invented agriculture the way we do it now. Before, they would plant things here and there, but they didn't do a mass production, scaling it up to grow crops in southern and Turkey and northern Syria and northern Iraq. And that area, that's where the first agriculture came about. And the Younger Dryas kicked that off. You know, they were starving, and they're like, we have to do something. So they started watering plants. They started noticing when they threw seeds into their trash bin, you know, their trash, not trash bin, but their rubbish bin.
Out plot. The back door.
They started.
Hey, look, there's corn's growing out there.
Yeah, so we're gonna. I'm not saying that's how they did it. Maybe that's how they did it, though.
Throw their watermelon seeds out the back door, and next thing you know, you got watermelons growing.
Exactly. So they're like, you know, what the heck? You know, why don't we just plant this? And they organized it, and then here we are today. Now we have domesticated animals. We have, because that's around the same time domestic animals came about. You know, the Younger Dryas really changed humanity to the point we can never go back. Even hunter-gatherers changed their paths of how they operated.
Well, you know, why chase your food if you can just grow it and walk out in the backyard and pick it?
And so here we are now. You know, you see, like, civilizations go come and go, and you see people struggling today. I look back and think, we have it so easy compared to the past.
Oh, geez.
And,
holy smokes.
And I'm sort of thinking 11,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago, it was not a good time to be alive. You know,
I wouldn't think so. I bet you didn't live all that long either.
No. You know, I look back to when there was what's called the Bronze Age collapse, where tin stopped being traded across the Middle East and in Eastern Europe. That whole area went under a complete collapse with people invading every which way. And here we are today, you know, like we live in this safety bubble that we don't have to suffer that much compared to that. I mean, there's people suffering in the world, but not to the scale.
It's different,
you know, that happened then.
Yeah.
But on that note,
I've been looking at a lot of documentaries and stuff about Egypt and about what's that other one that has a real neat name? Was
Sumeria?
Globetekhi or something?
Yeah, Globetekhi.
Globetekhi.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a real old.
That's where agriculture first
building or something. Yeah. But people didn't live there. There was no pottery found there. They just like a big church or something or a gathering place where they'd have meetings. There was no.
There's something a little bit about that. They did scans.
What's the name of it again?
Gobetekhi.
Gobetekhi.
But here's the deal. They did scans in that area and they found more. They haven't even uncovered it all yet. Yeah. So there was some settlement there.
That's a lot older than what they thought, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's about 12,000 years ago. Yeah, this is around the time that agriculture came about. Those people that built that started agriculture, the same people.
Yeah. Well, they had some pretty big rocks sitting on top of each other.
Like lions and eagles. They carved that into stone and moved these stones, and they used it without animals or wheels. It's crazy.
Yeah. They said something about the pyramids. They didn't invent the wheel yet.
No. They used
that
people.
That was done before. Yeah, well, they had them on logs. Sleds or stuff like that. They had 600 guys it'd take to pull a... Of course, they're trying to figure out how they built them, and I don't think they'll ever figure it out.
Well, there's a guy that's in England that actually used a pivot method, and I think that's probably the most accurate. They didn't have pulleys, but they had pivots. And so,
I'll tell you what, the size of those things and the weight of those blocks and the way they built them chambers up there with those 600-ton limestone blocks, it's just amazing technology that they...
Yeah.
Architecture, you know, was it 4,000 or 5,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
they have other temples and other buildings that are the same way across the world. You have in Sumeria, they have the step pyramids there. They built those before the pyramids in Egypt came about by like 2,000
Mayans
years.
Down there in Mexico and Central.
Yeah. They got wiped out by
Cambodia has some kind of old.
Yeah, Cambodia, the Khmer Empire.
Khmer, yeah. Yeah, that's really neat looking buildings. Holy smokes!
I would say the Khmer ones are the most impressive to me because how intricate the stone carvings are.
Yeah,
exactly. Each thing is all unique. It's symmetric.
So what happened to these people?
They got wiped out
by what?
Other cultures, and this is where
disease or
other cultures came in and conquered them and burnt their cities.
Wow.
That's what happened to the Khmer. That's what happened to Sumeria. It happened to Egypt. If you look at this is again the Younger Dryas. Is what we call 11 or 10,000 years ago. But you look at other times like the Bronze Age collapse, there was an eruption and it caused drought and people panicked and burnt their own cities. They basically robbed the elite people and went through and just pillaged all the city and then moved to another city and just started spreading down the coast of the Eastern Mediterranean. In the Khmer region, the Khmer Empire became extremely big and was a tyrant, and then these
really big, that's the other thing. It was giant.
And then these other cultures that were subjugated got pissed off, and one attacked the empire that was inside of it, said, screw you, we're going to take it over and try to fight you. And then when that happened, it was a chain domino effect that everybody else rose up and said, that's it, we're not doing this anymore, and just sacked them, you know?
Yeah.
And this is ongoing. You see this in every culture, you know, if a country or empire becomes too much of a tyrant...
Well, either that or too far ahead of the rest or too good, too lazy maybe, or too lack of, you know, they're taking everything for granted. And
the Hittites, that's another one.
Then the Ottoman Empire comes down and...
you know, the Hittites Empire went away, the Luwian Empire, the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonians, the list goes on and on and on of all these empires just completely destroyed over time. And here we are today thinking everything's internal, you know, like it's all set in stone. We live in a peaceful time, though.
Oh, much, much more than they did back then. Phew.
You know, I mean, I sit there and think about, you know, combat today, how much more peaceful it is then. And yet, you know, we have a stable food supply, but how quick could that go? You know, the truckers.
Well, you got a lot of people looking for food, you know, that could get dangerous, you know.
Easily. Was it last week I told you about the truckers? They were possibly going to go on strike because of rate issues.
Well, the brokers are, you know, playing games with those guys. They're giving them, You know, they're paying them $900 for a $1,200. I mean, the truckers are losing money on every. Right. Now, that's the independent guys, you know, that are.
Right.
So they got brokers that are just taking advantage of it because they got a lot less loads to hand out, so everybody wants them, and so they're just cutting the price way down.
Right.
And the guys are just out of desperation taking them, but they're losing money.
What do you do?
Yeah, yeah, I'd rise up and attack the brokers.
Right. But see, if they were to strike, what would the food supply happen, you know? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not... But, you know...
And one of the big culprits of this whole thing is Walmart.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's JP, Santa Fe Railroad or one of those. They got this...
BSX?
I think it was Warren Buffett. They had this deal back in 84 or something.
Yeah.
They signed this... I mean, it was 30 years ago?
Yeah.
And they locked the price in, and the price has been the same ever since then.
Yeah.
It was high at that time, but now it's super low, and they're stuck with it.
Yeah, because of inflation.
Warren Buffett sued them. I don't know if it was Walmart. There was another.
It's J.B. Hunt.
Yeah, J.B. Hunt, the trucking company. Yeah. So I don't know how that's affecting all the other truckers, but Walmart's at the bottom of this because it's one of the reasons they were able to undercut so many people because they got this unlimited locked-in deal with truckers.
Yeah. BSX
transportation.
BSX is the train, and then J.B. Hunt is the trucking company. Then you have the independent truckers getting screwed in this with Walmart having a contract with J.B. Hunt, and BSX sued J.B. Hunt and won. Now I don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah, right,
you know,
right. That's the way it went.
This is an issue. They were striking at one point in Washington D.C., asking for the president to step in and intervene. I don't know what's going to happen of it because it's kind of a, you know, putting people in a corner where, especially in a time like this.
Well, right now, they don't have the loads to hand out, but what they do have, the brokers are just chopping the price way down because there's so many guys that want to take it.
Right.
That are just, you know.
They're desperate, yeah.
Desperate, that's a good word.
They want to get home, you know. They want to get back to their home and be able to, you know. It's the same thing with nurses and doctors. I'm not saying this is all the case with everywhere, but there's a lot of nurses and doctors not working right now because many people aren't going to hospitals. You know, they're freaked out about...
Can't blame them.
You know, so...
You want to get sick? Go to a hospital.
Yeah. But that's always been the case, though, hasn't
it?
Hey,
this is Nurses Month, I think.
It is, yeah.
I think it's something like that.
Yeah.
Ann told us about that, remember? And we were supposed to get a hold of her. And
yeah. Well, it's still not too late.
I don't know how she's doing, yeah.
We still can get a hold of her and see if she wants to do a show
yeah.
with us.
Yeah, see how. Hope she didn't get nothing there in Philadelphia.
No,
that's a hot spot.
That's a hot spot, yeah, it definitely
yeah.
is.
Well, Seth, you got all the music. Why don't we play some music instead of us babbling? And,
yeah. Oh, yeah, we got kind of carried away there, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, that's okay. It's been a while, you know.
Yeah.
And when we come back from the music, let's talk about, well, Pennsylvania and even Northwest Pennsylvania because that's where we're from.
Yeah.
See who's got the most cases and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
See how we're doing.
Okay.
All right, good.
I'm a 21st century man. Gonna make it to the promised land of that train. Or that train. She's a 21st century girl, working her way to a better world. She gonna make it. She gonna make it. And as this life keeps passing by, or did you ever stop and wonder why? Am I breathing for a reason? Who will hold you through the season? Oh, she's mine, a 21st century girl. Everybody's got some place to go. What happened to the days when we took it slow? We were young then. And as this life keeps did you ever stop and wonder why? Am I breathing for a reason? Who will hold you through the season? Oh, she's mine. A 21st century girl. She's my 21st century girl. She's my 21st century girl.
She's my 21st century.
She's my 21st century. Oh, won't you believe in me? Stop and wonder why. Am I breathing for a reason? Who will hold you through the season? Oh, she's mine. A 21st century mine. A 21st century mine. A 21st century.
BS show. 21st century. Are we in the 21st century?
That's yeah. true, sir. Yes.
How come they do it that way? That seems kind of screwed up.
The first century.
So why isn't this the 20th century? Because it's 2020.
Yeah, the first why century.
Why do they always do that?
The first century is between 1 and 100 AD.
Well, that's fine.
So that's the first century. And then the second century would be 100 to 200. So
yeah. Second century? Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But why do they call it the third century?
Because the third is the third 300 to 400.
Oh, I know, but they call the 21st century while we're still in the 2000th century.
Yeah, because it goes to 2100.
Well, that's when it starts, but...
Oh, ends, well, yeah. Well, they're counting the centuries when it ends. That's what it is.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's kind of goofy. Screwed up mess, and I'm writing my congressman about this to see if we can get that fixed.
Toomey or is it yeah. Casey? I don't know.
Oh, both of them are useless.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
On the note of uselessness, they reauthorized what's called the U.S. Freedom Act. That's an interesting
one. Boy, isn't that a curveball?
If you hear any of these acts,
that's a Patriot Act, bottom line.
Patriot Act, Freedom Act, these aren't really free or being a patriot. They're the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's the farthest I will go on that one. You can research it yourself.
Oh, it's just depressing. I mean...
On the note of that, we can talk about the county stuff that we found.
Yeah, yeah. What about this, what do you call it, COVID-19 virus,
yeah.
The Chinese virus?
Yeah. We have to...
Somebody ought to sue China.
Yeah, you'd think that would
Good
be the
luck,
case.
Huh?
you know, in the United States, you know, it's doing better than what we originally thought it was going to be. There are some hot spots, you know, New York City, Detroit, Chicago, you know... So we're not doing too bad in our area. We're doing actually quite well.
You know something? I got on Amazon, and I was looking at chainsaw blades. And I was looking. I want to buy something American, you know?
Right, right.
So I got on it, and there was really high reviews. And this good deal.
Right.
And they put in there to ask questions, you know? So I asked a question. Where are these things made?
Right.
Who makes these chains?
Right.
Some guy got on there. They said it's Mao's grandson.
Nice.
So that kind of answered that question. I said, "Well, I don't want no Chinese chains anymore." Everything's China.
Right.
Everything.
You ain't kidding.
The doctor gave me some kind of medicine, blood thinner. I told him to go pound salt. I ain't eat no more Chinese stuff.
I don't blame you there.
I go out and grind up some horse chestnuts and. Garlic or something.
You know,
make my own.
If we sit there and take the Philadelphia Metro and let's say most of New Jersey and New York City and Massachusetts and Buffalo and
Detroit
and Chicago, only those areas, you take them, they take 2/3 of all the cases. the rest of the United States, you're talking every other state in the country and the rest of Pennsylvania and the rest of New York, besides Buffalo and Rochester and New York City, they are only one-third, the rest of the United States. So this is like, you really want to say, you know, we have to look at cases where it's worse. It's extremely bad on in New Jersey and New York City and Philadelphia and Massachusetts and
that's
Rochester.
That's where the guitar player for our band that we're putting together, the Distance Band.
Yeah.
That's where he lives in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
in North Philadelphia.
It's really rough there right now, yeah.
Yeah, that's holy cow. They got a lot of cases there.
And that's a project we've been working on, and that's kind of why we've not been doing shows. So we have a hush-hush project that we'll disclose another time, another show, what we're doing. So
we're getting our friends from a long time ago. We're still playing music,
right?
Unbelievably, you know, 50 years after college, and we're doing an experiment where we're playing music. They're playing music. Well, we are too. And then we're just putting it all together in a song.
Yeah. All remotely.
All over the internet and
all over the country, people are playing together. You know, it's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, it is.
It really is a fun thing because it's like, you know, traditionally you take a band and put it in a studio and you all try to record it within a certain time frame. Whereas this, it's moving pretty fast.
It really is, because I was thinking about that, how long it took to make songs. And for the big shots, it takes a long time.
Right.
I mean, they just go over and over and over stuff. And of course, they got, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment to do this with. Well, we're just...
We're putzing around, and it's fun. It's actually turning out pretty fun, you know, well, compared to...
I mean, Gary's doing it from his bedroom or workshop or whatever, and Mike's got his little home studio.
Right.
With North Carolina.
Yep.
Over Bill's over in Ohio. We got one song in the books, so as soon as we get enough to do a show, we'll do a whole show.
Yeah. We can even get those guys on. And
Bill Hinkle and Friends Distance Band.
Yeah. But, you know, we can get those guys on and just have them talk.
Did you hear my crash cymbal in the first song?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, huh? On the credits, you got to put me down as the crash cymbal guy.
There we go. Yeah. Finale.
Finale, yeah. big ending. But, we'll surprise everybody with that someday. But this COVID thing, I mean, like in Pennsylvania, up in the northwest corner like we are, there's almost nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in Benango County, and I got 5 cases, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And 4 of them died, and one's still on a ventilator. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody's died in Benango County.
In Erie here, we have, I think, if I look at
probably the, 100 maybe, 70 to 100.
We have 130 right now.
Oh, wow.
And it's not that many, really, compared to other areas. You know, we of that 130.
Got 3,000 flu cases.
Yeah, of the 130 cases, 106 have recovered.
Oh, wow, that's good.
So, you know, we have to remember, you know, where we've been.
Now, that's Erie itself.
That's correct.
Or is that Erie County?
Yeah.
Erie County?
Erie County, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that takes in Union City and Wattsburg and Corey. Well, Corey's in Erie County.
Yeah.
And the west side of Erie County is over there, Girard, Fairview, and all that.
Right.
Wow, that's pretty low.
Our Q to positive is only 1.7. That's quite low. You know, I mean, we've been doing pretty well.
What do you mean, testing versus number of positives?
Yep.
1%.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is something that is quite good. You know, we have 3,000 cases that turned out to be negative with testing. You know, we can't complain. There's places that have a lot worse than us that have the similar population. And I think people have been doing pretty well. They're itching to get back to work, and I can understand it. You know, we have a lot of people that have a lot of weight on their backs right now.
So when are people going to the hospital with this, or are they staying home?
They're getting tested from the county health department. you know, we
tell how many hospitalizations there is.
You know, in our county, there is, I'm trying to pull it up. Right now we have, let's see here.
And the other question is, which hospital are they in?
well, right now, let's say of the ventilators usage, we have 156 ventilators in Erie County. Only one are being, only,
uh-oh.
Bill's not sick with anything. there's only one person using a ventilator right now of the 130.
Well, that's good. Ventilators are scary machines.
And so, you know, this whole thing is like, you know, actually turning, I mean, I feel bad. There's been three people that died in Erie County from this. But compared to other areas where they're hit much more hard with this, we're not seeing that situation. With hospitalized,
well, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and Reading, and I think in the center of the state college and around there, they got whacked a little bit.
Oh, but, yeah.
But Warren County, I think there's two cases or three cases there.
Right. But yeah, this is just you know, it's turning out pretty well compared to what I thought it was going to be. In our zip code, you know, we had zero cases. There's been 64 people that have been tested and came back negative. That's very good.
That's you know? Normal for our area,
yeah.
For our zip code.
Yeah.
Most folks come back negative.
You know, it's just crazy thinking about, though, all the different things going on.
Well, the economic damage that it's doing is way,
that's
at least
concern.
In our neck of the woods, let's
yeah.
say. It's really killing us, but we don't have that much in the way of.
There's quite a few maps out there that kind of like lay out where it's not hitting. And, you know, most of the United States is not hit. California is doing pretty good. They had the first cases, Washington State, Oregon, and they're doing
yeah.
quite well. You know, Pennsylvania.
So you think if everybody went back to work or semi-normal, it would explode again?
It's hard to say. I would say if people are wearing masks and washing their hands and not touching their eyeballs and trying to...
Not scratching their butt.
Yeah, just trying
picking
to...
Picking their nose.
Right. If they just try to be wise about their choices, I think it'd be fine. But I don't think people should be so close together. You know, there's plane flights where people are, like, sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
And that's like a contagion. They're going to spread it. I don't know. I look at areas like New York City where early on they were saying, oh, just keep on riding the subway and keep on,
yeah.
you know, going on as normal. And look at their case now. Are they eating their words? I mean, there's a balance between the two.
Well, I think there's a lot of flights from China going into New York City.
That's a possibility, you know.
It spread from there.
You know, I mean, we're looking at, you know, 2,000 cases in Pennsylvania right now. And currently 420 some on ventilators. And in Erie, we only have like one person on a ventilator. So it's like all this is mostly in Philadelphia, not even Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's doing pretty good for their size,
yeah.
you know. But Philadelphia, they're having a hard time.
Well, they're close to New York, you know.
It's not easy seeing this.
There's a lot of people over there jammed in there. I mean, last time, and I haven't been there in quite a while, but boy, I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
All the construction and building of houses and all the houses connected to each other.
Yeah.
Whew, man,
it's
just
tough.
Goes on and on.
It's tough.
Amazing.
How do you prevent this? You know, and this is one of those things that, you know, we will have to wash our hands more frequently and be careful who we're around, you know.
We're going to run out of water.
I don't know. I'm more worried about the truckers striking, to be honest, right now. That's one that's been kind of like not keeping me awake, but on my mind.
Well, you know, these hand wipes and all this stuff, it's all done with alcohol, right?
Yep.
So do you think the alcoholics are getting this disease?
I don't know.
They got alcohol in their bloodstream.
Well, this is where studies come into weird things. Okay, so the first cases came out, they started doing studies on how is it transmitting, and they originally said it was smokers. Smokers, if they smoke, their ACE2 receptor gets increased. There's an uptake in the ACE2 through nicotine, and it didn't matter if you smoked, chewed, or vaped, or whatever. And they said that was a possibility why people were getting sick. Well, now
There's reports out of France saying, nope, that's not the case. It might actually help. Well, I don't know. See, here's the
tobacco
problem.
Kills germs.
Well, yeah.
Don't throw tobacco down your septic tank because it kills the bacteria.
It'll kill the bacteria. But this is a virus. So it's like when you're hearing these conflicting studies, and it's really difficult to say what is safe and not. And we have to kind of wait it out to see what is actually true. Because there was studies out there originally said that only Asian people get this. Well, that's not true.
Just everybody that goes to the hospital, they should give them a fifth of Jack Daniels and say, call me in the morning.
Yeah,
you know?
Go put them out in the sun like they did with the Spanish flu, Kansas flu, you know, they had
sunshine kills the virus, yeah.
There's pictures online. If you look up the Spanish flu, or we'll call it the influenza of 1918, they had patients wheeled out in their beds. in the sunlight.
Suntanning in the...
Yeah, they had tents and stuff. And I thought that was like the weirdest thing at first. Then you read what they found is, it did help with their recovery. They had less time in the hospital.
That's why the cold and flu season is in the winter, because nobody goes outside.
Right, yeah.
And so once you get outside and you get some sunshine, boom, get some vitamin D or whatever it is. And
that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping people get outside and do things and get out there and enjoy the sun. And because that's built in our nature. I think we're missing that. And it goes into like...
The sun fixes a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Not just that, but nature, trees. You look at cities. They've done studies on cities with trees and cities without trees. And they found the depression rate to be extremely lower in cities with trees. And people were more... reporting more happiness in cities with trees and nature and parks. And I think the same applies. You look at most people in the rural areas, they're less depressed. If they're going outside and gardening, they're going out doing things, they're taking walks, they're enjoying the sun and doing activities like that, they have lower depression.
Splitting wood. Don't forget about splitting wood.
Oh, that's keeping you busy.
That's very enjoyable.
I'm sure very athletic. Moving logs and...
Yeah, well, when you get home at night, you're tired.
Yeah.
But it's a good tired, and you don't have no trouble going to sleep.
Exactly.
Trust me.
Fall asleep very easily.
Yeah, listen to the rain.
And that's something that's good. If we could do more, like gardening, I'm sure, have you gardened before,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
That could
back-breaking work.
That is very tiring. I don't see how, I can say my back hurts after doing that, you're bent over all the whole time and moving things.
Mostly,
and digging.
Yeah, that's why they raise their gardens up sometimes.
There you go.
Raise beds so you don't have to bend over so much.
I don't know if you know this as a kid. I don't know if you had this when you were a kid, but I remember as a kid in the 80s growing up, and people used to put bend over lady signs in their front yard. And I thought that was like the most kind of weird thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Was that something as when you were a kid?
Not when I was a kid, no.
Oh. What the heck
but
is that?
I've seen them, yeah. I don't know.
That's kind of a weird thing. Anyways, that's off tangent. But
it's like grandma out there weeding the garden.
On that, though, we should probably play another song to get off the bend over
ladies.
Yeah,
right. Well, we haven't done a show in 3 weeks, so it's nice to be back in...
back in the saddle. Yeah,
right. But like I said, I didn't bring nothing with me, so you're in charge of everything.
All right.
Which is normal anyways.
Yeah.
So, if you got a song you want to play, let's do it.
Yeah, I'll rock it.
Okay, good.
Dreams really do come true. somewhere you'll find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly and the dream that you did to. Oh, why can't I? Well, I see trees of green and red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. World, someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Me, where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where.
Des bombes, tout est
All right, this is the Bill, not the Bill and Seth. This is the Seth show. This is the real BS show.
The real BS.
We did a lot of BSing today, you know that.
That's right.
That last song was from France or someplace?
Yeah.
I didn't understand a word she said.
That's okay. She was shaking it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well, that won't do us no good on the radio.
Yeah.
Or on the audio podcast here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We're about done tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so tired, but... Is that a sign of COVID-19, being tired?
I think it's sore muscles, coughing, like a dry cough and fever.
Oh, no, you know, well, so, yeah. I haven't got that yet.
Yeah.
I'm working on it, though. So, I don't know. We should talk a little bit and then leave everybody with a nice song.
Yeah.
You got some more songs? Oh, I didn't bring any.
I have so many songs. We talk so much, geez. I didn't get them in. So,
yeah,
you know.
Well, that's okay. That's okay, just as long as you got something for the end here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's nice out. Let's call it a night and go outside and enjoy the warm air.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like so long ago that it was 65 degrees outside. Whew.
Yeah, we kind of feel like cows.
70 degrees. Oh, man.
We kind of feel like cows when they left the Greenland Vikings huts. They had these barns that the cows would come out, and the cows were so ecstatic when they'd leave the barns because it was summertime.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of feel like, you know? I feel like prancing around in a prairie. I
wonder why they call it Greenland if it's all white.
Hey. Marketing.
They probably, yeah, marketing, yeah. They call it Greenland so everybody'd come there.
Yeah, that's true.
And freeze to death.
That could be its own whole show, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, I like history. I like I'm still fascinated by the pyramids. I just unbelievable how they built those things. And I don't think anybody really knows for sure how it happened.
There's a lot of theories, you know?
Oh, yeah, but it just doesn't make any sense. There's just no way. And you know, so much precision and everything. I was watching King Tut. What's that young kid? He became the pharaoh at 9 years old or 8 years old.
Yeah, King Tutman. Yeah.
Tukaraman.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but he was one of the last pharaohs that they found.
Yeah.
A guy by the name of Carter found him.
Yeah.
And that's quite a story, but...
They found cocaine and tobacco on their bodies, and they're like, how the heck did the cocaine get there? That's only from the Americas. Here to find out, archaeologists back then really liked to have cocaine a lot.
Huh.
So, there you go. A little weird.
Well, they, you know, people robbed all those tombs and stuff, you know, but when they found this Tukaraman or whatever his name is, the kid died at 19.
Yeah.
I mean, he had
scoliosis of the spine, didn't he? And a bunch of other.
I don't know, but there was a lot of stuff in that when they discovered that that burial, you know, where they all the kings, the Valley of the Kings, or whatever they call it.
Right.
And but the kid was 19.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know who came after him, but he was one of the last they found, and they found a lot of gold and a lot of stuff in there. You know, it's just
how many more are buried?
It's hard. Who knows? But I mean, the way the stuff they did back then was amazing. I mean,
yeah.
I guess he'd take all his furniture with him to heaven or something.
Yeah, yeah.
To the next life.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He married his sister too. You know.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
They married their sibling. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
The weird part is the Greeks. When they conquered it, they took over, and they kept on doing the same thing. All right, so, hey, you know, whatever.
Well, all that history stuff really is fascinating. I mean,
yeah.
It's the sea people and all these way things got conquered. Everybody just kept conquering everybody else, you know, year after year. I guess it's still going. Well, it's not really going on now, but a little bit in the Middle East. Yeah,
yeah.
They're still busting a few over there. But... They should look back at history and say, well, geez, nobody ever really benefited from any of that stuff, you know, because whatever empire grew was demolished.
Sooner or later, yeah.
By somebody else, you know, somebody else come in and said, we like what you got, and we're taking it.
They attacked them when they were weak.
Well, when they got fat and lazy, and boom.
It's the same thing with chimpanzees. You know, we go back to our closest common ancestor, and... You are closest common cousin, let's say. I shouldn't say ancestor, it's bad.
They're cousins.
Yeah, they're cousins. Huh. If you think about it, if a chimp, a leader chimp, is being a tyrant, it'll take two chimps to go take that chimp out, and they'll do it. So in some ways, they'll do it when he's weak. So it's the same thing with human civilization.
Catch him while he's sleeping.
Yeah, catch him when he's sleeping or when he's weak, when he's not looking or expecting it. And so if you look throughout history of all these people, like these dictators, they all got paranoid because they knew the truth.
Well, look at the Roman Empire. I mean, them guys are just, they're paranoid completely, constantly, all the time, from one ruler to the next, one emperor to the next.
They got paranoid and thinking, who's going to take me out?
What's that one guy that, I can't remember. He was kind of gayish. but he was a real kind of nut job, but I mean
Caligula. Caligula.
Yeah. Caligula.
Yeah. Is that right? He was a mass murderer. Not
just. Yeah, I mean, just he started off nice, you know. He wowed the Senate and everything, and then he just turned around and just, you know, screwed everything up. And
yeah,
but they just go one after the other, you know. I mean, look at Caesar. Boom. Yeah, yeah. His own relative stabbed him to death.
Brutus, yeah. He too, Brutus.
Yeah, his wife's stepson, or yeah. I don't know what it was, something like that. But, I mean, geez, one guy after another, they're all, you become emperor, you got to watch your back constantly.
Yeah, because you have to screw a lot of people.
Crazy.
You have to screw over a lot of people as you rise up through those ranks, and then that's going to come back and get you in the end. You know, and you see this.
Caligula's dad lived on he self-exported himself to Capri, an island.
Yeah.
And he stayed out there because he didn't want to get stabbed in the back.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, wow, what a crazy way to live.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
The Praetorian Guard killed a lot of emperors. They had, I think, five emperors in succession. And the Praetorian Guard was choosing him for the longest time.
Well, that was their defense force for the emperor, you know, their bodyguards or whatever.
And they were killing him off.
Yeah. Well, they were always looking out for themselves, too, you know. They said, well, this guy's getting kind of wobbly, you know. We better.
That'd be like the Secret Service.
Who's his successor? You know, we're going to go cozy up to that guy.
That'd be like the Secret Service doing that to a president, you know. Right. Like, so I don't know, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, hey. That's life in the fast lane, you know. And well, we should end tonight with a nice song. You got a nice song?
Yeah, something positive. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, you got all the songs. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
So surprise me and surprise everybody else.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, folks, for joining us, and we'll see you next week if everything goes right.
Right.
It gets too nice out. I don't know. Maybe I won't show up.
Right.
I don't know. But this is fun. So I missed it. We've been gone for, 3 weeks now?
Yeah. We've been doing that secret project.
Yeah, our secret project. Yeah. The distance band.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, I thought.
It's turning out pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. Especially that crash symbol at the end. Yeah. Boy, that was nice.
Yeah, you have to wait for it. It'll come in hard.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's fun, and we're going to do some more of it and make an album.
Yeah.
Okay, Seth, serenade us with a nice song.
See ya.
I came into the cold. There was tired oak, and hanging from the branches were the lies you sold for a heart worth gold. Make a wish to bear, leave the dead feelings beside the clothes you wear. You got your soul. It's enough to find love. It's enough to change when your heart's grown old and your mind's gone cold. You've been giving it up, it's the same old story. There was tired oak and hanging from the branches were the lies you sold for a heart worth gold.